Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
And welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly program here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Well, if you've got your scorecards out at home, President of the United States, the former President of the United States, the 45th President of the United States, has got some legal issues going on across the country. We had the E. Jean Carroll verdict that was resulted in an $88 million judgment in her favor against Donald Trump. There is, of course, the January 6th case that is now before the Supreme Court with the president's argument of immunity being considered. You've got the Georgia election fraud case with Fannie Willis, the DA there, on the stand yesterday defending herself against charges that she's violated the ethics code. There's a document case down in Florida about all of those top secret documents that Donald Trump had at Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere. That case is going through some hearing process now as to how much of that information should get disclosed to Donald Trump and his legal team. There's the pending hush money case by the New York District Attorney involving the payments to porn star Stormy Daniels from before the 2016 election. And we've got the New York Attorney General's civil fraud case against Donald Trump. To break all of this down, because you do need to kind of have a scorecard to follow all this, we're bringing in CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, we're so delighted to have you and your expertise. Let's start out in New York. Judge Arthur Engoron is to issue his decision today. We're expecting it. And it's going to involve what the disgorgement of the Trump Organization is going to look like. Explain to us what we're looking at and how much money are we potentially talking about?
So there, first of all, that was an excellent recitation of all of them. Really well done. There are two pieces of the remedies for damages that you'll hear about today. One is the damage award that was requested by the Attorney General that she said is $370 million, right? She came up with that number. Originally, I think it was like $100 million, and during trial, she took a position during the closing argument that what we've learned is so extensive a fraud that the public, the citizens of New York, have been defrauded by $350 million. That's an interesting question about how she arrived at that number, but she did get an expert witness to talk about the kinds of taxes that otherwise were not being paid by the Trump Organization. So that's one piece. The second piece, in an odd way, you think that $370 million is a lot, is what I call the death penalty phase of this civil fraud case, because it essentially says that you will be, as you said, disgorged. Your major properties will be put into receivership, and you will be banned either for a short period of time or forever, you and your sons, from conducting business in New York or even serving on boards in New York. So you're basically kicked out of New York. This is one of the reasons why Donald Trump showed up to this case, because I think this one struck to the heart of his self-identity, right? I am a real estate mogul, and you are trying to strip me of my assets and call me a liar in a career that I have developed and I am an expert on. So that's why he showed up and, you know, did his own commentary. But that's really the two phases. Will there be both the $370 million damage award, and will he add on to it? My sense is he said he was going to have this case, the decision, by February 1st. We're also told that I think this opinion is going to run 100 pages. So he's really, the judge is really trying to, you know, make his case. I seriously doubt he's going to treat Donald Trump more leniently if he's taken an additional 2 weeks and is now about to deliver a 100-page opinion.
So a couple of follow-ups to this. One is, what is there or could there be in this opinion, this ruling, that would prevent the Trump Organization from simply incorporating elsewhere, moving the assets out of control of New York? Is that something that this court could prohibit?
No. In fact, I think that one of the easiest things to do is just put this all in Ivanka's name or in Donald Trump's wife's name. They're not, you know, originally Ivanka Trump was one of the defendants. They dropped her. So they obviously thought they had no evidence all against her. Okay. So, you know, he doesn't have to. There's a difference between disgorgement and forced liquidation where he gets the money back. He doesn't have to, in theory, he doesn't have to sell it if he can transfer it to someone that is essentially himself. So I think that there are, but that does mean that he can't, you know, buy new property in New York State and build a building on it, right? He made, you know, he cut his teeth here on Fifth Avenue with the original Trump Tower and the buildings around Grand Central. So, you know, this is this, and this gets to, by the way, this includes Mar-a-Lago in terms of what the fraud is. It includes all the golf courses. They're basically saying that he inflated the value of all of that real estate portfolio. The problem is, and it's a significant problem, is on appeal, the question still remains, is this the kind of case that can be brought by a New York attorney general when it seemingly looks like a victimless crime? None of the banks complained about this. All of the banks claim that they made money. All of the banks claim that they did their own due diligence and they had no problem with the valuation. All of these banks said, you know what, just having this guy on our books helped us. Even no matter what, you know, if he wasn't paying it, it wouldn't have mattered. Just being around this guy got us more business. And New York Attorney General's attorneys general around the country, their job is public and consumer welfare. You know, in what way, where's the harm? And that, I think, will be an issue on appeal. Where is the harm? The attorney general is claiming every taxpayer in New York is harmed. But that is an appealable issue.
Well, we're going to keep an eye on it. And, of course, the appeals process will go to the Court of Appeals in New York State and ultimately to the New York Supreme Court, potentially. So this thing's far from over. Thane Rosenbaum, thank you so much for your expertise. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you. Anytime for you both. Thank you.